The Genesis account, is it myth or history?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker on the book of Genesis.
Can a person be a Christian and believe that the Genesis account of creation is only symbolic? Actually, believing it's symbolic doesn't necessarily affect their salvation, but they need to understand how inconsistent they are. You see, if Christians don't accept Genesis as literal history, they've actually destroyed the foundation of the gospel they believe in. Ultimately, all Christian doctrine, directly or indirectly, is founded in the book of Genesis. The doctrines of marriage, clothing, and sin are dependent upon the literal events of Genesis. The prediction of a Redeemer coming to earth is in Genesis chapter 3. If Christians don't accept Genesis as literal history, they have no basis for their faith. When we understand the salvation message about Jesus Christ coming as a babe in a manger to die on a cross for our sin, being raised from the dead so we can spend eternity with Him, this is all true because of the events of Genesis. Satan knows that to destroy the book of Genesis is to destroy the foundational book of the Bible.
Some people scoff and say there never was a Tower of Babel as recorded in Genesis. Well, we encourage you to get a sample copy of our Answers magazine about this account and how all the different people groups today originate from that event. Today's the last day we're offering this sample magazine. Call toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS and offer a gift of any amount. 888-89-ANSWERS.